My job at the Internet Archive is a gift basket of opportunity and freedom. I'm not generally asked what I'm up to or what my deadlines are, just that I do the best I can and get things done when they're ready. But occasionally, I do have a requirement to be somewhere at a certain time. So it was at 1:30 p.m. on a Wednesday, when I was asked to be the opening act for a live stream of a presentation. The presentation itself was about one of our partner organizations and the work they did, but the organizers liked having me come in as a 5-minute opening act for people who were late to the Zoom meeting, so they wouldn't miss anything from the main event. All I had to do was introduce myself, mention a little bit about what the archive was about, and then show off one or two interesting collections that I had found over the past few weeks. Having done this a few times, I found it was helpful to have me stick around after my presentation and answer any questions people were asking in the chat window. On this particular day, though, there weren't any questions coming in, and my mind started to wander. I'd recently discovered an obscure Japanese game called Vib Ribbon, which was a descendant of Parappa the Rapper and Umjammer Lammy, and I thought this game was spectacular, although I'd never heard of it before a few days ago. So I asked myself, what other games did this studio make? And I found out they had made one called Rhythm Racer, and I hadn't heard of that one either. And part of the reason why was because it came out on a console called the Bandai Wonder Swan. So my next natural question was, could we emulate it? 35 minutes later, before the main presentation was over, the Internet Archive supported the Wonder Swan, and at that point, I was 1/10 of the way to finishing that project. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Emulation is so boring now, at least how it gets done on the Internet Archive. First, I check to see if MAME is emulating something. Determine if there's anything unusual or show-stopping about how it works. Start making it run in the browser, and then try to find out how much was made for that new emulation. I've known that there's multiple platforms we could potentially support, but a lack of functional programs or an unusual amount of requirements to get it up and running means it hasn't happened yet. It's not always clear if there are faults in the emulation itself, or simply that it perfectly emulates a machine that nobody would actually want to use. For example, there are multiple calculators and point-of-sale systems that MAME emulates that I've just not seen the reasoning in making them work. And then there's platforms where, for various reasons, I looked at before and just decided it wasn't worth the time right now. The Wonder Swan turned out to be one of them. With over 200 games available and what seemed to be clear working support, it was trivial for me to take the frameworks that I've worked on for nearly a decade, aim them at the Wonder Swan, create a functioning Internet Archive Emularity Wonder Swan configuration, and start testing cartridges. To my delight, it worked immediately. I was playing a game within seconds. Games on the Wonder Swan are pretty much all under 8 megabytes, some of them even half a megabyte. They load immediately. They boot up with a beautiful title screen, and then they're playable, responsive. The simplistic controls means that there's not much chance of missing out on what you're supposed to do, which is good considering that basically every title for the Wonder Swan is in Japanese. There were two models of the Wonder Swan, Wonder Swan and Wonder Swan Color, and in general, it was very easy to figure out which games went for which system. Looking around for a few collections of WonderSwan games, I started to upload them into individual objects, had over 200, then 300, and then began the process of running screenshotting against them. The screenshotter just works. A contributor named TrueMad has been doing incredible work to ensure the screenshotter doesn't care what it's being aimed at. It knows exactly what to take pictures of and when things aren't working. Soon, beautiful, nostalgic 16-bit images from black and white and color games started appearing on the screen shotgun and told me this was a very special system indeed. There's a level of aesthetic with black and white and gray that the WonderSwan captured perfectly. The color versions just add a hue to these already sharp images, making them pop out. Pixelated, beautiful art, reminiscent of the peak of the 1990s. The WonderSwan came out in 2000, a little bit late for where these graphics were most appreciated, but its main selling point upon its release was its portability. It was a very small, simple, plastic handheld, reminiscent of a Game Boy Advance, fitting in your hands, and what made it stand out, but represented a nightmare for me, is that it could be turned. Games could be played horizontally or vertically, in some cases making the graphics work either way so you could switch between them easily. While a small amount of WonderSwan games came out in English, the vast majority are Japanese. The sharpness of the screen ensured that the writing looked beautiful, but for somebody who doesn't speak the language, some of these games can be incredibly impenetrable. RPGs, gambling games, and other simulators are just a wall of text, while the basic arcade machines can be figured out pretty easily. Again, within 35 minutes, during this presentation going on, I was able to get things running, and then using scripts to upload the rest of the ROMs, I had basically the full library of the WonderSwan up within 90 minutes after that. And back in 2013, when these sort of experiments started, and emulation in the browser was still a question instead of a statement, I could have called it then, simply pointed people to this mass of objects, told them to try them out, and to give me reviews and, if we were lucky, a few updates and contexts about what we were looking at. But this isn't 2013. It's almost 10 years later since emulation joined the browser in the way it does, and people need and deserve more. We are long past the novelty of this trick. While it's enjoyable to press one button and play something you haven't played before, it doesn't take long before you start to ask very basic questions. How do I play this? When was this made? What are the controls? What does the cover and artwork look like? Are there prequels and sequels I should know about? What is this game to begin with? And that, I have to tell you, cannot be automated. Here, today, after I've verified that everything seems to be working and the screenshots look normal, is when the real work has to begin. I need to find not more games, not more obscure homebrews or unusual utilities. I need to find people. Folks who are dedicated either to the WonderSwan or the idea and the allure of discovering what the WonderSwan is about. Coming in, when I am, almost a decade since the death of the Bandai WonderSwan, it's not a matter of finding every obscure title. That's been done. There's now a basic and agreed-upon corpus that represents the library of the WonderSwan. Some of these titles had various revisions, so there are one or two or three or four versions. Some of these games have been trained. People have gone into the ROM, modified it, added infinite lives or other cheats, and giving you the option at the beginning of the game as to whether you want to enact them. Still others have been painstakingly translated from Japanese to English, changing even the graphics where necessary. distributed years ago to great acclaim, and then forgotten. And in a few rare, really rare cases, demo sceners have created demos on the WonderSwan. Less than a handful, but each one of them incredibly impressive. After what I assume was a flurry of collaboration and community, of what I'm sure was drama and discussions about what the best way to treat these ROMs were, everything has settled. Dust has fallen on it. They are zip files containing different WonderSwan programs, classified, designated, finished. This is where I and collaborators get to rediscover what the issues were, what the drama was, where we need to go next. There are scans of the covers and the manuals for most WonderSwan games. There are descriptions out there in English and Japanese about what the games were, who made them, and what other work those developers did. An artifact of some branches of game preservation is that bad versions of these ROMs, overdumps, underdumps, are kept preserved so that people who find piecemeal games on the internet could compare them against these hashes to figure out if they had gotten one of those known infamous variations that existed. Debates about whether these broken or odd versions should even be preserved raged when they were created. In my case, I made them all available, discussed whether or not it was a good idea to make all of them playable, decided it didn't make much sense, and over 100 variations went away, leaving right now a number of roughly 260 games with their variations available to play. And imagine my surprise the first time I discovered that these WonderSwan games could be played horizontally or vertically, and one way was often the best. Sometimes the game was a straight-up arcade shooter, where you'd want a vertical aspect, while others were platformers, better designed for horizontal. And there's no obvious way to determine which is the best, except for playing every single one of them. In some cases, the games are smart enough to know when they're playing on a WonderSwan color or a black and white and adjust themselves properly, while others stop dead on a black and white WonderSwan, informing you that you need to get a WonderSwan color, which must have been an incredible surprise if you bought them. The Japanese-only release of this console and its games must have been a delight to gray market resellers who could sell an incredibly exotic imported console in the United States, telling people that you weren't going to find this anywhere else, because you simply weren't. That excitement, that intrigue, might have been balanced by the fact that this console is like many other consoles. Through hundreds of games, some are spectacular and deep, while others are shallow, predictable, or merely simple ports of games you could get anywhere else and better. It is asking a lot of people to wander into this pile and ask them to help me find meaning and context and interlinking objects and links that will help other people enjoy the games. Folks have scanned manuals beautifully, and they're all readable on the Internet Archive, along with box art and mentions in magazines through all the issues that have been scanned and put online. There is an incredible richness to the WonderSwan, just like any other mass-produced console. But that work, that blessed invisible work, where people sign up and donate their time to make things make sense in the collection that we've put up, that stands as the real work, the 90% of the effort that no script can pull out of the darkness. It's clear that some of these titles are as beautiful, rich, and deep as anything from the past 30 years. And if just a few people who weren't sure if any of these games were worth their time wander into this library that's been built, read up on how to play these games, and lose hours trying to play them, that makes all of it worthwhile. So all hail the WonderSwan. Exotic, bizarre, beautiful, strange, and waiting for people to give it one more shot. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bakoyanu, Josiah Lushner, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Matt Reynolds, Sean Kelly, Dileep Reddy, Trixie the Cat, John Sturm, Eric Vitello, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. archive.org/details/wonderswan-library. Hundreds of games are waiting for you, and they are very, very patient.